The second R is the Gemara on Amid Beis of today's daf went through some of the things that we take for granted as it relates to the mitzvah of Dalai Minim. Number one, one lulav, one esrik, three hadasim, and two aravas. Achlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva amazingly held one hadas and one aravah. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Another thing we saw in today's daf was Rabbi Eliezer said, Yochel, you would have thought that when you tie together the lulav, the hadas, and the aravah, you should tie the esrik with it, meaning it should be one big tie. No, the three minim are separate, and the esrog is separate. How did he know that? Because it says in the Torah, "Lekachtam lechem b'yom rishon priyetz hadar," and then it says "kapis tvarim." There's no vav after the kapis tvarim. It says ve'anav. It's always ve'arvenachal. So then already, those three seems like on some level are supposed to be together, and that's why we learn that the esrog is separate, and the other three minim are supposed to be separate from the esrog. The mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. This is in Hilchis, Lulav, Erechayim, Simit Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Aleph says as follows. Tzorech lechaber ha-esrig lo-lulav b'shas na'nuoy u'linaneya b'shneyem yachar. When you do the na'nuim with the dalet minim, you should take the esrig, be mechaber it together with the lulav, and that's the way you should do the na'nuim. In other words, the esrig is not tied together with the other three minim. That's separate. So you hold your lulav on one end, you have your esrig on the other hand. But when it comes to the na'nuim, tzorech lechaber, you should bring them together. Says the Vilna Gaon, Abir Akra, what's the makar? So he says, there are two makars. The first makar is a Vayikra Rabbah. The second makar is a Gemara Masechtas Menachos. We'll mention one. We'll mention the Vayikra Rabbah. Both makaris are very, very similar. So the Vayikra Rabbah that the Vilna Gaon is referring to is in Parshas Emor. That's the Parsha of the Dalet Minim. It's Parsha Lamed Yud Beis. Dover Acha, says the Medrash. Why these four minim? Priyetz Hadar, Kapis Tmarim, Anafi, it's obvious, and Arvei Nachar. Says the Medrash, we all know this Medrash. Priyetz Hadar, Eli Yisrael. Priyetz Hadar is referring to Bnei Yisrael. Ma Esrig Zeh, Yesh Bei Tam, Yesh Bei Reach. Just like an Esrig has a Tam and a Reach. Tach Yisrael, Yesh Bein, Bnei Adam, Sheyesh Bein, Torah, Yesh Bein, Masim Toivim. The Esrim has a Tam, it tastes good, and has a Reach. It smells gewaldig. So too there are Yidim that have a Tam and they have a Reach. They have Torah and they have Masim Toivim. Kapis Tmarim is also Eli Yisrael. It's also referring to Bnei Yisrael. How so? Not tomorrow. Azu yesh beitam the imbay reich. The tamar has a tam, but has no reich. Kachim Yisrael yesh behem. She yesh behem Torah. They have tam. Oh, but they have massim tam and they don't have reich. Anafi, it's obvious that that's an Eli Yisrael. It's also referring to you. Mahadas yesh bei reich the imbay tam. Kachim Yisrael yesh behem. She yesh behem massim tam and they have Torah. The arvei nachal. What about a rova Eli? It's also referring to you. Another type of Jew. Ma rova zu imbay tam the imbay reich. Just like the rova has no tam and has no reich. Kachim Yisrael, Yesh Bem Bnei Yadam, Shem Bem Loi Torah, Shem Loi Masim Toivim, says the Medrash. Uma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysa Lehem. So what does David should do? He looks at Klai Yisrael and he sees that Klai Yisrael was made up of four different groups. They're made up of people that have Tam and Reach, people that have Tam and no Reach, Reach no Tam, no Tam, no Reach. So he looks at all the Yidden and he says, what should we do with Klai Yisrael? La'abdam Yavshah. He said, I can't destroy Klai Yisrael. I don't want to destroy even the Yidden that have no Tam and no Reach. Elo Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yukshiru Kulam Aguda Achas. Let all four of these Minim come together, Aguda Achas. And like this, there'll be kapara for the whole Jewish nation. The Masis and Kachin, if they're going to do this, at that time, I'm going to have a tremendous aliyah. When does a Kodesh Baruch who have this aliyah? Kishem asuyin aguda achas. Shenemar va'agudasay al eretz yisada. Leficha'ch Moshe ma'azal Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidin. Ulakachtam lechem b'yoyim arishin. But the Medrash says that the four minim of the Dalet minim, they represent four different types of Jews. And when we take the four minim and we bring them together, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yukshiru Kulon Aguda Achas, and by doing that, Vehim Mechaprin Elu Al Elu. Uba'ois Zeshah, Ani Mesalas. I said the Vilna Gaon, this is the Makar to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, Tzorech Lechaber Esrig Lelulav B'Shas Na'nuoy, U'lananeya B'Shneyem B'Yachad. What's the Makar to that? The Gemara says, no, it's just the Lulav, that has to be wrapped together, but the Esrig is supposed to be Lechud. There's no Vav between the Esrig and the Lulav, so why are you taking the Lulav? So says the Vilna Gaon, it's true. There's no Makar in Talmud Bavli, but there's a Makar in Parshas Emor. And it's this Medrash where you see there's an idea of bringing it all together and making it Agudachas. In other words, just to speak it out, more geschmack. We have the Gemara in today's daf, Sukkah daf lamed alamed beis, that says that Esrog is supposed to be separate from the other three minim. We have over here a Medrash, where the Medrash says it's an idea of Yukshuru Kulam Aguda Achas Fein Mechapen Elu Alelu. So we have a Stira, right? The Teretz is no. The Teretz is, they're separate. If the Esrog is not tied together with the other minim, but at the same time, when it comes to the Nanuim, then you're supposed to be kosher together, then you're supposed to tie it together. Like this, you'll be able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Nanuim, and it's going to be done by Aguda Achas. But if you take a look at the Taz, right here on this halacha, so he quotes the Beis Yosef, with the Beis Yosef, who of course was the Mechaber, he gave his own reason. He said his own pshat as to why is it that at the time of the Nanuim, you're supposed to take the Esrig, and you're supposed to be Mechaber the Esrig together with the Lulav. So the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Rekanti, also known as the Rekanari. But the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Rekanti. He was a 13th century Italian Rishon. So he said, quote, Soid zen nigla ilai b'chaloy. Pshat in this halacha was revealed to me in a dream, Belel Yontef Arishon Shel Chag HaSukkos, on the first night of Sukkos, not coincidentally. So he said what happened was he had a guest by him for Sukkos. This guest was an Ashkenazi, and his name was a Rabbi Yitzchak. And he said that night the Rekanti had a dream. It was the first night of Sukkos. And in the dream, he saw that this Yid, Rabbi Yitzchak, was a Sofer, and he was writing the Shem Havaya. So he saw he wrote the Shem Havaya, Yud, and then he wrote a Hey, and then he wrote a Vav. And then when it came time to write the second A, he wrote it very far away. So I turned to him, said the Rekanti in the dream. Why'd you do that? And he responded, this is the way we do it by us. This is the way we write the Shem Havai. Gewalt. So said the Rekanti, I yelled at him, in my dream, on the first night, Sukkis, I sat down and I put that other hay next to the Yud and the hay and the Vav, and that's the way I wrote the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And said the Rekanti, I was so blown away by what happened, and I had no understanding. L'machar, the next day I came to Shul. Ra'isni, I saw this Yid Rabbi Yitzchak, he was my guest. When it came to the Nanuim, he kept the Lulav, the Hadas and the Arava in one hand, he kept the Esrog in the other hand, and when he did the Nanuim, he kept the Esrog out. He was only being Menaneya with the three Minim. So he said, at that point, he vanti pisrin chaloimi. I knew that was the answer. Because the four Minim are remnants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedisa b'medrash. Osmo v'yikr rabu. And the sign of the dream was that don't have that last hay separate. That last hay is the Esrog. And the Esrog has to be together with the other three Minim. So that when you go now to shakel the Lulav, you have to shakel all four Minim together. So what's this medrash that the Rekanti brought that he understood that the four minim was somehow a remes to the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So this is also in Parshas Emor. It's also Parshas Lamed. The first medrash was Yud Beis. This one is Tes. Dovar Acha creates Hador Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekosuv Ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Hador. Hoyd V'Hador Levashto. Kapa is Tamarim Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekosuv Ba Tzadik HaTom HaYifrach. So the Rekanti said, I remember this Medrash. And the Medrash says, all four of the Minim Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I realized that that's what they were showing me in this dream. What they were showing me with using the Shem Havayah, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, as the mashal for the Dalet Minim was based on this Medrash, and this Sofer wrote the Hay far away, and I was Meicha, I said, how could you do that? That's exactly what we would be doing if we took the Esrog and we moved it away. Because by taking the Esrog and distancing it from the other three Minim, essentially what we're doing is we're removing the Hay from the Shem Havayah. That's Mochisiba, it was Meicha, that's so terrible, and that's Pshan al-Mechaber. Tzarech l'chaber ha-Esrog l'lulav b'shas nanuay ul'nanei b'shneim yachad. So the bottom line is, as it relates to the Eged of the Dalet Minim, you have the three and you have the one. What's the Makar? So if that's the Minig Yisrael, but no, if the Minig is rooted in a Gemara, Talmud Bavli, Sukkah, Lamed, Dalud, Amid Beis, it's Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol's statement. Stating that, the Mechaber says, Tzarech Lechaber HaEsrog L'Lulav, B'Shas Nanuim. At the times of Nanuim, you're supposed to put it together. Why? So we have two Pshatim. We have the Vilna Gaon and the Be'er HaGra, and we have the Beis Yosef himself, as quoted by the Taz, who brought it in the name of the Rekanti. The Vilna Gaon said that it's based on the idea that Klai Yisrael is supposed to be Ba'aguda Achas, Yukshiru Kulam Aguda Achas, Ve'im Bechapren Elo Al Elo. And we have the Beis Yosef, this incredible dream that the Rekanti had, that it's based on the fact that the four Minim of the Dalet Minim are somehow symbolic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the four Oisiyas of the Shem Havayah, and by the last Hey being removed from the first three Oisiyas, that's such a terrible thing. That's what we're doing if we don't take the Esrik and we're not bechaber together. So I saw, and we'll end with this, that Reshiva, Rabbi Rucham Olshin, in the Yoreach Lumayadim, and this is in the Mamorim section, and this is Simin Lamidvav. So he brings the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and he brings the two time in the Vilna Gaon and the Beis Yosef. And he says that Yesh Loimar, that maybe, these two taimim are really one. Meaning, it's elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, and really they're very much related to each other. And that's based on something that the Charedim says. So the Sefer Charedim, and this is in Perek Zayin, so he talks about something that's above our pay grade, but the name of the Perek is Bayevoyor. And this Perek I'm going to explain, Shehayichud ha'elyoin. The Yichud ha'elyoin, which means the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the singular nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ashrayas HaShchina, Tluyim B'Shal. So Yichud HaElyon, whatever that means, and Ashrayas HaShchina, they're both Talui and Shalim. So the first part of Perek Zayin is way above my pay grade. And then afterwards, the Charedim starts talking a little bit more nigladig. So just a few excerpts. He says, V'im chas, im chalila v'chas, yimotze machloikas apir b'neim. He says, "V'chas v'shalom, this is going to be yidden, and there's going to be machloikas between them. Lo yishra b'soichem, this is not going to be shechina. K'depirish v'ashbi, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, al ha'pasik v'hu be'echad u'mi mi yeshivenu. So pashut, the pasik sounds like, "Hu be'echad, Kadosh Baruch Hu's echad, u'mi yeshivenu. There's nobody like Hashem." But Rashbi was medayik, Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It doesn't say "hu echad, hu be'echad." Sherod Soloimar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'echad, the Yichud HaElyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only b'makom where Klal Yisrael is be'achdos. But b'makom ha'pirud, then it's not like that. Hu be'echad, Sherod Soloimar, Shelo Yishra b'makom pirud, ela b'makom Yichud. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the who is where? Be'echad. When this echad, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And he goes on to say very, very clearly that any time there's machloikis, there's a siluk hashchina. And the nature of the siluk hashchina is that on some level, the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, this is all kaviyachol, but the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is nispare. He says that's why before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. What's Eliyahu HaNavi going to do? Eliyahu, Chazal say, Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lechem as Eliyahu HaNavi, Zeheshev Leibavis Albanu Veleibanam Alavaisam, Hainu HaShalim, Chazal say, Ein Eliyahu HaNavi Ba El Olasi Shalom. The whole Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be to bring Shalom. Why do we have to have Shalom? Because before Mashiach comes, Lifnei Ba Yoy Magadov HaNoir, where the Shechina is going to come back, and there's going to be a Yichud HaElyon, where the Shechina is going to be complete. The only way the Shechina can reside completely amongst us is if we're Ba'achtos. He continues, says the Charedim. He says, we say in Davin, we've spoken about this so many times, Shabbos my mincha ata echad, v'shimcha echad, u'mikamcha yisrogo echad bar. So he brings what the Torah says, and that is the three nuschais of the three Shemayna Esrias on Shabbos are different. Right, Friday night is one nusach, Shabbos day is another nusach, Shabbos, like on Yom Tov, for example, it's always ata v'chad tonu mikol, right? It's always the same nusach. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's a different nusach, different niggin, right? So why is it a different nusach? So it says the Charedim, as quoted by the Torah, the reason is because the three different Shemayna Esrei are connected three different types of Shabbos. Friday night is Shabbos. Shabbos Bereish, seventh day of the week. Shabbos day, that's Matan Torah. And Shabbos by Mincha, that's connected to Yom Shekuloi Shabbos. That's connected to Lasod Lavei. Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad. Lasod Lavei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Echad. But when? Umika Amcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. When Klai Yisrael is going to be a Goyechad Ba'aretz. When a Yid is going to be in a state of Goyechad Ba'aretz. When we're going to be Ba'achdos, That's when it by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when the Hashoyis HaShechina is going to be complete, and that's when there's going to be a Yichud HaElyon. It's interesting that in Perek Ches, the Charedim continues to talk about this idea, and he says over there, quote, he says that a person, Umasha Om, he says, V'chein hoya poi tzvas. Here in Tzfas, the Charedim lived in Tzfas. He was part of the Chabura, the Beis Yosef, so he lived in Tzfas. And he says it was a Yid here whose name was Rav Yosef Saragusi. That was his name. Rabbi Shala Rav David Ben Zimra. He was the Rebbe of the Radvaz. Shayamesim Sholim Tomid. Bein Adam Lechaveroi Ubein Ishla Ishtai Afilu Bein Hagoy. He was always making Sholim, even amongst the Gentiles. Zocha Lirois is Eliyahu. And he was Zoycha to see Eliyahu Anavi. Upimakim Shera'u, in the place that he had Gilu Eliyahu, which was Karav Letzion at Tana Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, which is in Tzfas, close to where the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi is buried, Shom Chatzav Loi Kever. That's where they have the Kever of this Yid Rabbi Yosef Saragusi. So, Reb Levi Chomsky once told me, he said, what's the pshat? Why was the midah keneged midah? Reb Yosef Saragusi was always being oyser shalom. And therefore he was oyche to gnilu Eliyahu. It's because of what Chazal say, ein Eliyahu ba el olas nishalom. The whole Eliyahu is going to be to bring shalom. And like the Charedim said in Perek Zayin, because lifnei baya yoyim agadu v'anoyro, what are we going to have to have? We're going to have shalom. So to bring shalom, the first thing we need to, but the point is, and this is the punchline of the Charedim, that when there's machloikis, so there's a pgam in the yichud ha'elyon. We know what that means, sort of. On a deeper level, it's above our pay grade. But the nusach of the Charedim is, again and again, l'chein kol ish Yisrael yechrad mi lifkoin by yichud ha'elyon, al yidei sineschinam, el lashon hara, machloikis, because yichud ha'elyon is tali and shali. And when there's machloikis, there's a pgam in the yichud ha'elyon. So the reshiva, Rabbi Yeruchim Shlita said, that it could be, this is all one. It's Elu ve'elu divra lekim chayim. The idea of taking the esrog and being mechaber together with the lulav is, like the Vilna Gaon said, it's because the four minim represent the four types of Jews. And when the four Jews are together, not just the three, but the four are together, yukshiru kulam aguda achas ve'mechaberin elu al elu. The Messiah brought from the Kanadi this fascinating dream that he had with this yid that came from Ashkenaz. But the point was, is that the four minim are keneged, the four oisiyos of the Shem Havaya. And to have the esrik separate from the other three minim, when you do the nanuin, would be like writing yud and then hey and then vav, and then the hey would be very, very far away, which no one would ever dream of doing, literally. You can't do that. So the point is that one idea was shalom. The other idea was bringing the Shem yud ke vav ke together. Said Rabbi Yeruchim, Lefi the Charedim, it's all one inyan. Then when Klai Yisrael comes together, when the esrik and the hadas and the arava and the lulav, despite their differences spiritually, physically, when they all come together, when it's yukshur kulam aguda achas, you know what happens? The shem yud ke vav ke, that comes together as well. And when Klal Yisrael is in a state of achdus, when it's umi ka'amchi Yisrael ge'echad ba'aretz, that's when we're going to merit ata echad v'shimcha echad.